Well, finally, here's someone helping to put ID, intelligent design, in schools. Kane Oberon is from the Alternative Institute in Rockhampton. Kane, is ID an alternative to science?
Well, it is an alternative to mainstream science, Robin. We simply challenge the orthodoxy. Surely you, of all people, appreciate that.
Is an alternative science where you get the conclusion first and then do the research afterwards?
Robin, I'm surprised. You seem threatened by an alternative theory to explain the way life developed on Earth.
Like the way aliens are an alternative theory for those who built the pyramids.
Well, if that's the level of debate you're going to stoop to...
How is intelligent design any different?
Well, it works like this. The evolutionists say that all life developed over time as a series of genetic mutations, and that if these mutations conferred an advantage to the organism, they were passed on to subsequent generations.
Right, and what does intelligent design say?
Nah!
Sorry?
Nah! That's the special theory of intelligent design.
Just nah?
Yep. Nah!
So, what about the fossil record?
Nah!
What about 99% of biologists and paleontologists...
Nah!
And Darwin, who said...
Nah! You can see it's such an elegant theory. It answers every question so beautifully.
And this is the basis of intelligent design?
Well, it was first developed by the Pope in Galileo's day, and there's been a great deal of research done on developing the theory since then.
If we could just get back to the scientific method.
Woo! I'm not listening! Woo! That's the latest in intelligent design thinking from the Institute.
Putting your hands over your ears and wailing like a baby.
Yes, cutting-edge stuff. It's just taken care of a few loose ends in the theory.
Like the way intelligent design fails to stand up to any kind of scientific theory.
Woo!
No!
I'm not
or,
listening!
Or even,
Woo!
Or possibly, what Darwin said.
That's the general theory of intelligent design.
Right.
It's pretty much airtight, isn't it?
Well, thank you, Kane, for explaining it to us.
No worries, Robin.
So, is there any more work to do on intelligent design theory, do you think?
Well, as you've heard, we've almost cracked the theory of everything, but I can tell you we're working on one more very exciting bit of research.
Oh, really?
I can hear the cynicism, Robin, but we're using so-called mainstream scientists.
Really?
Yes, let's just take a typical scientist like yourself. So, we simply put on this ball gag and rubber strap like so.
Well, hang a minute.
And that looks like it takes care of any opposition to our theory. Oh, don't worry if you're finding it hard to breathe. I'm sure you'll evolve an alternative airway eventually. You were about to say thank you for your time, weren't you? It's a pleasure, Robin. Goodbye.